There is so much to talk to Bill O'Reilly about. You've got the exit from New York with Amazon and AOC. You have developments, big developments in the Mueller case, which is supposed to be finished tomorrow. Bernie Sanders has thrown his hat into the ring. Smollett and what's happening there, an incredible, incredible story. But that doesn't even count the 46 lawsuits that California has filed against Donald Trump. It doesn't even cover the emergency declaration. We've got a ton to talk about with Bill O'Reilly, and we begin in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Bill O'Reilly from BillO'Reilly.com. Bill, you are I have so much I want to talk to you about. You're gonna have insight that we have maybe missed this week. But I want to start with dessert. I want to start with this crazy story out of Chicago and Jussie Smollett.
Well, it is a crazy story, and he's doubling down by telling the Hollywood pinheads, "Oh, I didn't do it." You know, this is.
It's
not true. I mean, the Chicago police are lying about me. So that tells me the guy is mentally ill. Is that fair?
Does seem to be relatively fair.
I'm not saying it as a joke.
No, I think that might be fair.
I think it might be a cop-out. Overwhelming evidence now.
Yes.
Compiled by the Chicago police, which treated him with respect in the beginning. And the guy's still claiming that, two white guys jumped him at 2:30 in the morning at 14 below zero weather when he came back from his subway.
But he's doubling down even more than that. His lawyer came out yesterday and said, this is what we thought we were dealing with was bad enough. But now look at the justice system.
He's being persecuted by the authorities.
Oh, my gosh.
So I think that at this point you have to disengage, and this is a lesson for people in their personal lives as well. Once you get into a point where it's irrational and that truth and facts don't matter anymore, so you're in a delusionary world, you got to get away. Okay, so I'm putting that story behind me, and I feel bad for any human being that self-destructs that way. But the political story here, Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, two senators,
yep,
in my opinion,
yep,
have destroyed their credibility forever.
So cast members of Empire have come out and said, this is horrible. They are destroying him. Fox has distanced themselves, and not Fox News Channel. Fox has distanced themselves, and yet the presidential candidates don't?
Well, they do, but they don't know what to do, because both Booker and Harris on their resume have the witch hunting against Brett Kavanaugh. So this is two. All right. So they're witch hunters. That's who these people are. And I'll submit to you that no American is going to vote for I shouldn't even say that, because we live in a different country now. But they're witch hunters. And Harris had a pretty good shot at the number two spot on a Biden ticket. But now, if Biden puts her there, all you're going to hear about is Jussie Smollett. That's all you're going to hear about. I mean, Trump will go to town on that, and so will Pence like crazy. So that's a big unintended consequence of this whole thing that the media will never report. The second big story off this is that many millions of Americans now believe CNN is trash. You had their media critic, the bald guy, what's his name? That vicious animal there.
Stelter?
Brian
Stelter, potentially?
All right, Stelter, yeah. Vicious beyond belief, this man. Okay? And Lara Logan pointed that out this week. He comes out and he says on the air, mainstream media covered Smollett responsibly. That's the end of him.
Yeah, delusional.
Right. So I looked at the numbers. I just got them from last night for CNN cable news.
Mm-hmm.
They are now evaporating.
What are their nightly numbers like?
They have declined in the last few weeks about 20-25%.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How many?
Because the MSNBC, what they did was they just ignored it, if you can believe it. They were all over Smollett when it first started. Oh, this is terrible. And then the usual virtue signaling that they do.
Mm-hmm.
We're noble and the country is terrible. But we, MSNBC, we are so noble and so smart. And then when it turned, what MSNBC did, and this is all corporate, we've discussed this before, they're ordered what to do and say, was they didn't cover it. They ignored it. Even their big show, Maddow. Okay? But CNN tried to defend it. You see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
So the liberals who don't want to see this any or hear this anymore, they went to MSNBC because even they couldn't stomach the lies coming out of CNN. I mean, so you got two really big stories off Smollett. You've got the disintegration of two presidential candidates and the disintegration of CNN. Now, how long people remember, I don't know, but it can be brought up at any time.
Well, may I have one more big story? I agree with everything you just said. One other story that is big and yet undeveloped, and that is, how much time will he get for this? Now he's accused of sending his own letter to himself, a threatening letter to himself.
Get probation and a fine.
That's a mistake. Wait a minute. Hang on. If you did that, the penalty is 7 to 10 years for just postal fraud.
Go back.
I know. Hang on just a second. 1 to 3 for the reporting of a crime. If this guy, he is facing, from basic sentencing, 8 to 13 years.
Beck,
I understand.
This is a city where you can carry a gun, be a gang member, and they won't even give you any jail time.
So here's the undeveloped story yet to come. And is, if this guy, we have 30 on the Blaze today, we have added last weekend, a reporter went through and they found like 20 different stories that were fake. Today, the Blaze has a comprehensive story on 30 of these fake left wing. You know, I was victimized somehow or another by Donald Trump supporter. If you don't make an example out of this guy, there is no truth on the local level. Police won't be able to believe anything.
They're not going to do it, Beck. I'm telling you, this is Cook County, Chicago.
I know. So
what's going to happen is the lawyers for Smollett will go in and say our client has psychological and emotional problems. We want to make a plea deal. Don't put him in jail. He'll get therapy. Give him probation. He'll pay a fine for all the expenses that the Chicago PD put out, and that's what will happen.
Wow. That will send a really bad signal.
It's Chicago.
I know.
Come on.
I know. All right. Big question on Bernie Sanders and his announcement. We'll do that coming up in just a second. Let's start with the audio of Bernie Sanders. There's been two releases, but I want the second cut where he's talking about how great the Soviet Union is back in 1988.
Most of the people here also were extremely impressed by their public transportation system. The stations themselves were absolutely beautiful, including many works of art, chandeliers that were beautiful. It was a very, very effective system. Also, I was impressed by the youth programs that they have, their palaces of culture for the young people, a whole variety of young programs for young people, and cultural programs which go far beyond what we do in this country. We went to a theater in Yaroslavl, which was absolutely beautiful, had three separate stages where cultural programs are put on by professional actors and actresses, including a puppeteer area. And the cost, the highest price of the ticket that you can get, was the equivalent of $1.50.
Well, that was the cost of the ticket, $1.50 plus about 50 million dead. But that's for a puppet show, that price could never be high enough. Bill, who is releasing this? Is this stuff coming from the right, or is this stuff coming from the left?
Mueller put it out. It's Russian collusion.
Seriously, the Democrats do not want Bernie Sanders as a front runner.
No. And I mean, Bernie is, if you look at history, you know, if Bernie never would submit for an interview with me, mm-hmm. because he knew that it would be the end.
He's on with all me right? in 45 minutes.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Is he coming on with you?
45 minutes from now.
Okay. Now, here's what you ask him.
Okay.
Say, okay, Bernie, what's the difference between the Soviet Union that you were praising in that year and the Third Reich?
Okay.
What's the difference?
Third Reich. I will ask him that.
All right.
I'll also ask him what he thinks about
you. If you look at the historical mm-hmm. atrocities
yes.
leveled by Hitler as opposed to Stalin,
mm-hmm.
pretty much equal.
Stalin was a little more effective for a longer period of time.
All
but
right.
Yes,
well,
you're right.
Go.
Yeah.
There
mm-hmm.
you go.
Yeah.
And then you, an American citizen, are standing there in a land where 30 million people were murdered
mm-hmm.
to impose mm-hmm. a governmental system,
mm-hmm.
and you are praising that system.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask him that question back, he's through. Because that's what he did.
So, Bill, the Democratic Socialist, this has been turbocharged all of a sudden. I explained it earlier as if, I don't know if you ever watched Back to the Future 3, where they went back to the Wild West.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Three, right? Okay.
One and two,
yeah.
Hated it. Three, mm-hmm. loved mm-hmm. it. Go ahead.
Okay, I got it. So, at one point, Doc and Marty, they have to throw this bundle into that engine for the train to get it to go to 88 miles an hour, and it takes off like a rocket ship. Something has happened with the Democratic Socialist movement. What is that bundle that they threw into the fire that has made this a nonstop train right to the cliff? I think it is that they learned that somebody who is really very disruptive to the whole system can make it, like Donald Trump. And they think they can now just pull the masks off and go, yeah, you know what? We want a new world order, and we're going to change everything. And they think that will work with the American people because it worked in some way with Donald Trump.
I see it a bit differently.
Okay, tell me.
I think the Amazon thing in New York really hurt the socialistic movement.
I agree.
25,000 jobs vanish.
Mm-hmm.
The uber left communist mayor de Blasio,
mm-hmm.
and he's on the same part as Bernie Sanders.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Okay. He was outraged by the socialism that caused Amazon to pull out of here. Now, even though most people don't live in New York and they don't care what happens to New York, the message got out. Now, the wise guys who run the Democratic Party, and I'd use that term for the Republican Party as well. I mean, the real money men, the real behind-the-scenes people, the Bonner Group,
mm-hmm.
the shadowy people that live in Washington and raise all the money. They don't want this. They don't want these socialists, okay? They want Biden. They want somebody who's moderate because they know it's McGovern. It's George McGovern coming down the track to run against Trump. All right, they know that. All internal polling shows that. What is they're up against is the media. The media loves the far-left progressives, which is why they made Cortez an amazing star. So Cortez, not a congresswoman, she's a celebrity
mm-hmm.
who just happens to be in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
But believe me, she has no interest in Congress at all. She wants to be a celebrity and hang with the
mm-hmm.
swells.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the establishment money raisers inside the Democratic Party who are, you don't know who they are. You never see them. They're up against the New York Times, the Washington Post. Okay. Who for some reason think all this progressive stuff, all this socialist stuff is really good. Which is just stunning to me.
It's stunning to me that the Washington Post has that opinion when the Washington Post owner is the guy who lost in New York City, pulled out.
Well, not only that, but he's going to have to write a $100 million check to the Covington kid. All right? They're going to lose that.
Yes.
If that ever got to a jury, which it won't, the jury probably give him $300 million.
Yeah.
All right? So the Washington Post is in real trouble, but it's Bezos, the CEO of Amazon, who owns the Post, who's going to have to write that check. Lynn Wood, that lawyer in Atlanta, he's jumping up and down. This is the easiest case he's ever gotten in his life.
Yeah.
All right? He goes, look, I don't care what you say, New York Times or Washington Post. I want a jury. I want a Kentucky jury. All right? And I'm going to parade my 16-year-old client in there, and he's going to tell you how the Washington Post and others ruined his life. Are you kidding me? How much money is that?
Bill, let me ask you this. If I offered you a 9-to-1 return on your money, and it was pretty guaranteed, I could even say to you 5-to-1 for sure, but it's going to be, right? You're insane.
What are you giving me? I'll take it.
Correct. Everyone, the poorest among us would be insane if I said you only have a dollar, but if you give that dollar to me, I'm going to return $5 to $9. And
right.
And I'm being generous by saying five. It's a $9 return on the investment. That's what this investment of $3 billion was for the state of New York. It was a 9-to-1 return.
And not only that, I live here. I mean, this whole complex was 10 miles away from my house where I'm talking to you right now. Every single person in Western Queens would have benefited. Every poor person in the borough.
You imagine what your house would have been worth?
Well, it's a palace now.
But,
every pizza owner. Every shopkeeper.
Yes.
Everybody looking for a job. Every high school kid who wants to work after school.
So, Bill, when I come back, I want to talk to you about then the real people that maybe your help talks to that live in that area. What they've learned, if anything, about their own House of Representatives in, you know, their state assembly in New York, and people like Ocasio-Cortez. Is there a breaking point with the average Democrat? We're with Bill O'Reilly on the Glenn Beck Program. It is Friday. We're talking about the loss of Amazon to New York and what that means politically. AOC and others are celebrating. The New York Times had a deal on their daily podcast today about what it means for New York, and they were so arrogant, saying, well, New York doesn't really need Amazon, and we'll get those jobs anyway. Quote, we create in New York City thousands of jobs every month anyway. Oh, do you? Really? But what do the real people think on the streets? And you know, from Bill O'Reilly's house, there is a vantage point to where you can look down at the little villages and towns where real people actually live. How are the average Democrats looking at, you know, job creation? This isn't job creation. These are serial killers when it comes to job creation. 25,000 jobs lost.
Okay. Number one, I'm glad you follow the New York Times because I don't.
Yes.
You
Somebody
know why
has to.
I don't?
Because everything.
Because they're liars.
Okay, got it.
All right. And they lied today. If what you're reporting is accurate,
it is.
I have no reason to believe it is. So little Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York State, and I use the word little because he's shrinking in my estimation. Almost every day,
mm-hmm.
Little Andrew Cuomo comes out 2 weeks ago and says, we are $2.5 billion light on tax receipts. So we expected $2.5 billion more taxes in New York State. And the reason we don't have them is because large wage earners like Glenn Beck, and he cited you specifically.
I'm sure he did.
Have moved out of the state, mm-hmm. which you did.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're in Connecticut, but have moved out. Okay. So that's a fact in stone. So then the New York Times comes in and says, oh, no, we don't need Amazon. We create jobs all the time. Then they're, of course, contradicting little Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you can't believe a word those people say. Nothing. Now, your question before the break was, are the folks who elected Ocasio-Cortez going to wise up and see what she's peddling is hurtful to them and the country?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure. And I'll tell you, I don't know if the news penetrates now through to 75% of the American people.
Well, hang on.
25% of us follow it. But 75% of us are so addicted to the machines and everything else that they don't.
So let me give you a prime example of this. Here's Ocasio-Cortez trying to explain how taxes work to a show that, you know, will appeal to 75% of Americans. Watch.
All right, enough about that. Why are you trying to take all our money away from us? We just signed the Showtime, and now you're trying to put the wild tax on billionaires. What's wrong with you?
No, seriously though. Please look straight to camera and explain the tax for the dumb mother that keeps saying, if I make $1 million, she's going to take $70 million away from me.
So a marginal tax rate is saying if you make more than $10 million in 1 year, which is a pretty good year.
That's a damn good year.
If you make
that's some El Chapo.
$10 million. Yes, seriously. If you make more than $10 million in 1 year, your 10 millionth and $1 gets taxed at 70%. Which, by the way, we used to have marginal tax rates under Republican presidents of 90%.
What?
And it was when we experienced some of the largest rates of economic.
Bah! Stupid, hold that. So. You know what's crazy? Like, she totally explained it, and I don't have $10 million, but even I'm just like, nah.
And it really comes down to the question of, isn't $10 million enough? Like, when does it stop?
Yeah, when it's too much.
Right?
Too much.
Like, when, at what point is it immoral that we're building Jeff Bezos a helipad when we have the most amount of homeless people in New York City?
Listen, we appreciate
it. Right, there it is. So this is the Bodega Boys. That's how people get their news.
Well, that was Jake Tapper interviewing her. Right? I mean, how much is that? You like I say, okay. So what you have now is somebody who really wants to be a Kardashian. All right. So she doesn't understand macroeconomics. She doesn't understand that anybody making $10 million is already paying 50% of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Not on a corporate level. Okay? Now, at a corporate level, I think the government should go in there, and I don't think Amazon should be paying no taxes, which they did last year.
Right.
Nothing. I don't think so.
I
think
either.
That's wrong. Okay? And I'm with Ms. Cortez on that. But for me, when I earn money at the, you know, I pay half in state and federal taxes. And that's not enough for this woman? I'm sorry, achievement should be celebrated, not punished.
All right, Bill, let me switch subjects here in the last few minutes. The Mueller investigation is supposed to be finished next week. A, true or false? B, what happens? What are we going to see?
CNN reported that. I don't trust anything CNN says, but I think the indications are that the new attorney general made a call to Mueller and said, when are you going to have it? I think that's what happened, and I have that on fairly reliable information, as Stu always knows.
Of course.
So Barr got in. The first call was to Mueller. When are you going to have it? And then it leaked out. Okay, so I'm going to go with it that Mueller will put out something, but it's not going to be public. It'll go to Barr. And then Barr will brief congressional people. As soon as he does that, it'll leak out.
And that's true. The way that this works, Bill, is that it basically falls onto Barr to do a summary of the Mueller report. Is that right?
Yep. And then Barr didn't have to make that public. He didn't have to put it out to the folks. And I don't believe there's going to be anybody in Barr's office going to put it out.
He does have to brief Congress, though,
because
right?
Because they're so scared now in the Department of Justice that they're not going to do that. But as soon as he goes over to the Hill and gets into the committees and says this is what it says, 2 seconds later. But you're not going to get an accurate appraisal of it. So Schiff and those guys, they're going to spin it negative no matter what it is. And then the Republicans, even if it was terrible, they'd say it isn't terrible. So the folks will not get a real accurate barometer. And then, of course, the news agencies won't report it accurately. They have too much invested in it.
So what comes out of this in the end, Bill? What does this mean for the...
Unless there is a charge leveled against Donald Trump, it means nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, what if it's one of the kids? Donald Trump Jr.,
it's
Jared
not
going to
be one of the kids. It's not going to be anything like that. And if it were, it would have already leaked out. Mm-hmm. Here's what it's going to be, and you guys have this on tape, and you can play it back. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Donald Trump did not understand that his organization was violating the spirit of our elections by interacting with Russian agents, bad actors. They're going to use that word during the campaign. And the Russians tried to subvert our election, but the Trump campaign was so naive and so distracted and so incompetent that it played into their hands, the Russians' hands. That's what it's going to be.
And is it true, Bill, that because what we're going to get, essentially, if I'm reading this right, is we're going to get Barr's report, a Trump appointee's report about what the Mueller report says.
So you'll get the Mueller report some down the road.
Right.
So Barr can't distort it. He can't.
So, but that's going to come from what?
He briefs can't distort it and will. And the press, of course, will never report accurately because they can't.
So
they've
have
already
to
convicted Trump of Russian collusion.
So they have
they
to
can't report it accurately. And then the people who are invested in Trump, who have defended him, can't certainly say, he did something wrong. They can't do that. Everybody's got to stay where they are. It's like Jesse Smollett.
Yeah, you just keep going.
He can't admit it.
Will this have to be subpoenaed to get the actual full report down
the
line?
They'll put it out. They will. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you can't pay all this money. The taxpayers paid $30 million. I mean, you can't say we're not going to show it to you. But it'll be redacted. It's like Glenn Beck's life. You have to redact half of it.
Yeah, a lot of it's ugly. Right? A lot of it's ugly.
I don't know if I don't know if I'd go there in that challenge with me there, Bill. But thank you so much, Bill O'Reilly. BillO'Reilly.com.
BillO'Reilly.com.
Good to talk to you. Talk to you again next week.
Okay.
God bless.